Trust God with your whole heart. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Charles Blodin of France is a person who crossed the Niagara Falls walking a tightrope. He even succeeded in walking a tightrope while pushing a wheelbarrow. And when he came back, he said, "I'm going to give a ride to a person in this wheelbarrow and cross with him. Who among you believes I can do it?" The crowd responded cheerfully, of course, to their belief. So he asked, "If you believe I can do it, who will volunteer for it? Anyone please raise your hand?" But no one raised his or her hand. Although people believed he could do it, no one trusted him enough to put his or her life on the wheelbarrow. Indeed, to believe and to trust are different matters. Today, through the gospel story, we encounter one brave man, Bartimaeus, who trusted Jesus with his whole heart. In today's text, Jesus and his disciples were still on the way to Jerusalem. On this journey, they come to Jericho. Jericho city was rich in water and palm trees, so it was the last gathering place for the pilgrims. After they went through the wilderness of Judea, every pilgrim stopped by Jericho on their way to the final destination of the journey, Jerusalem. Therefore, it was a good opportunity for beggars to sit on the roadside begging, because the godly Jews had a duty to do righteousness before the festival of Passover. In the midst of the large crowd of people who were following Jesus, there was the blind beggar Bartimaeus. As usual, he was spending his day begging people who were passing by on this road. All he could do was wait in total darkness for someone else's charity. On that day, he could feel that there were more people than usual, but he did not know what was happening there, because he couldn't see it. He wanted to know more about it, but he could not do anything. Mark refers to him as Bartimaeus, but this is not his actual name. In Hebrew, Bar means son of someone. So Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. His father might be called Timaeus, but we do not know for sure what his exact name was. No one remembered his name, and no one was interested in him. He just lived a tough life as a blind beggar in this situation. Bartimaeus not only could not do anything, could not see anything, but he also could not dream anything. He had nothing to hope for. At this moment, Bartimaeus heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by. He might have heard this name Jesus before through word of mouth of the crowd who were passing by him. He heard about Jesus as the healer of a leper, the healer of lame and blind, and that he was even the friend of sinners. So he also really wanted to meet Jesus in person. He knew that Jesus was somewhere around there, but he could not know where Jesus was exactly. So he began to shout out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me!" Bartimaeus did not know where Jesus was, but he clearly knew who Jesus was. He was physically blind, but he was not spiritually blind. He could not see anything with his own eyes, but he could see Jesus as his healer and savior with his eyes of faith. At that time, there were many people on the road that he could call and ask for help, but he directly called out to Jesus because he knew that only Jesus could heal and restore his life. The others might have given some money and provided some momentary help for him, but Jesus was totally different from the others. Jesus was the only hope that he had. However, people stopped him and scolded Bartimaeus, but he did not stop back at all. Rather, he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Actually, that day was the last day for Bartimaeus to meet Jesus because Jesus was going to Jerusalem to the cross to die. Bartimaeus probably did not even know this would be the last day for him to meet Jesus. But he did his best to call out, shout out, cry out to Jesus as if he knew what would be the final chance for him to meet Jesus. Right at that moment, Jesus noticed him. No one else noticed him and no one else was interested in him, but only Jesus found him and called to him. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" This reminds us of last week's text. In Mark 10:36, Jesus asked the same question to his disciples James and John. "What is it you want me to do for you?" Could you remember what they wanted him to do for them? James and John asked Jesus to grant them to sit on the glorious place, which is the left and right side of Jesus. Although they followed Jesus for 3 years as his faithful disciples, still they did not know who Jesus really is and what he could do and what he would do for them. However, Bartimaeus was different. He clearly knew who Jesus really was and what he could do and what he would do for him. So he asked, "My teacher, let me see again." This request was definitely based on his trust in Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus had blind eyes, but his eyes of faith led him to find Jesus and ask for the right thing to him. The disciples of Christ, James and John, did not know what they were asking, but Bartimaeus, who was the blind beggar, who was the lowest among the people on the road, made a proper and authentic request to Jesus. Through the blind beggar Bartimaeus, the disciples of Christ and all the followers of Christ can be taught, corrected, and enlightened. And this also reminds us of Jesus' teaching in Mark 10:31. The first will be the last, and the last will be the first. Jesus listened to and answered Bartimaeus, "Go, your faith has made you well." Interestingly, Jesus did not say, "Bartimaeus, I heal you." But he said, "Your faith healed you." Jesus did not say, "Bartimaeus, your eyes are healed because of me. I did it." But he said, "Your eyes are healed because of your faith. Your faith has saved and healed you." Right. Since he trusted in Jesus, he asked him to help. And finally, his faith made him well. And this was proved by his last action. When Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Go, your faith has made you well," immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. He might have a long to-do list if he regains his sight, but his faith is strong enough to leave that behind. Immediately, he chose to follow Jesus and joined the journey with Jesus. He became a true disciple of Jesus. As we shared in the children's message today, in Christian history, there is a woman of strong faith whose name is Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby was an American mission worker, poet, realist, and composer. She was one of the most prolific hymnists in history, writing more than 8,000 hymns and gospel songs. Some of Crosby's best-known songs are "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," "Blessed Assurance," and "To God Be the Glory." "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, blessed assurance, and to God be the glory." You know that song, right? Fanny Crosby was born on March 24, 1820, in the village of Brewster, about 50 miles north of New York City. At 6 weeks old, Crosby caught a cold and developed an inflammation of the eyes, and finally it blinded her. In the eyes of the world, she was a sorrowful woman who lived the most unhappy life. However, she never thought that way. Crosby was the happiest person in the world who lived a life with God. In her life, she never lost the hope that someday she would see God in heaven. At the age of 8, Crosby wrote, "Oh, how happy I am. Even if I do not see, I will be satisfied with the world. How much I enjoy the blessings that the other people do not have. Although I may sigh and cry because I cannot see, I will never." Even though she had many struggles throughout her life, she never lost her faith and hope in Jesus Christ. Although she had physical blindness, her spiritual eyes always saw Jesus clearly. As she trusted in Jesus, she had never been disappointed with her miserable situation. Rather, she was thankful to God and praised God throughout her life. When you look at your lives, do you have a desire to see Jesus? Do you really want to meet Jesus? Are you prepared to follow him? I think that yes, you are. Yes, you are. So your faith brought you here this morning to see Jesus and to meet him in the midst of your busy life. You might also have to leave behind so many things that you wanted to do to follow Jesus. Like Bartimaeus, you might have a long to-do list if you are able, but instead, your faith made you willing to choose to follow Jesus. Like Fanny Crosby, you might have many difficult situations that make it feel hard to be thankful to God, but your faith made you give thanks to God and praise God throughout your life. November 11th is our Commitment Sunday. As we prepare for Commitment Sunday, let us look back at our faith in front of God, whether we trust in him with our whole heart, whether we are ready to follow Jesus. As we heard from the story of Charles Blodin, since people just believed in him, nobody was willing to ride in a wheelbarrow. However, as we heard from the story of Bartimaeus, since Bartimaeus trusted in Jesus Christ with his whole heart, he was willing to follow him immediately. Also, as you heard from the story of Fanny Crosby, since she trusted in Jesus Christ with her whole heart, she was willing to be thankful and praise to God even in the midst of a difficult situation. Commitment Sunday is not only about the pledge card for your next year's offering, but about how much you are willing to pray, be present, share your gift, and bear witness for the kingdom of God. Let us prepare this day with our sincere prayer. Let us open our eyes of faith so that we trust in Jesus with our whole heart and be ready to follow him as a faithful disciple. Do not just continue believing in Jesus Christ without any action. Trusting in him and following his way. This is our very call to the life of discipleship. Praise God. Amen.